believe everything spoken to me. There's no word that can come back, boy. I will trust the report of the Lord. God is not a man that he should lie. Every need he will supply. So I will wait. I will not be moved. I believe I will trust in you. While I'm waiting, I'm getting stronger. My faith is rising, and I will run on. While I'm waiting, I'm lifting up on the heavy eagle. I believe I will trust in you.
Jesus with Minister Sir Ryan Davis live.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many out there can say that to God, as in that song right there? I still believe. How many out there, just take a moment to ponder that in your heart right now. I still believe. The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Hallelujah. We have to get back to the place of where we first believed, but we must grow from there. Father, we thank you. We praise you for who you are. All that you have given us, the benefits that we find in you are so unlimited, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. I bless your name, God. I make this thing personal. I worship you, Lord God, because you're my everything. Hallelujah, Lord God. And I just want to give you some glory on today. Give you all of the glory on today. We are here exalting Jesus. You said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Lord, it is not about us drawing people to us, but Father, it is about you getting the glory so that you can draw people because they need you, even when they don't know they need you. Even when we forget that we need you, even when we deny that we need you. So we must be drawn to you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you and I praise you. You said that if we draw near to you, you would draw near back to us, Lord God. You said if we offer you praise, we honor you. And you said them that honor you, you will honor them. Father, we thank you that it's a mutual agreement, a mutual relationship, a reciprocation, God. And you're always faithful on your part. So, Father, we just bless you on today. Hallelujah. Knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you've already given us power to condemn, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. You're already fighting our battles for us. You've already won the victory for us. Now we just praise you and wait on you and receive your strength as we're waiting, Lord God. It is your strength. Hallelujah. Your word says to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. We're not strong out of the Lord. We're strong in the Lord. So we thank you for hiding us in you, that we may regain our strength and know our inheritance through the power of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord God, we commit this broadcast into your hands. We take over all the airwaves and we bind Satan and every one of his tactics and every one of his devices and every one of his agents that will try to come against this broadcast. We rebuke him right now. We give this over to the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, have thine own way. Speak to hearts on today, Lord God, and move in our spirits, Lord God, like only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to admonish you for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to get out of the way. We have a guest speaker today, a special guest speaker today. So I'm going to do about 5 minutes or a few minutes over 5 minutes. But I asked him to play that song because it ministered to me. And I want to thank God for the woman of God that ministered on Friday, the word concerning waiting on the Lord. Sometimes that when we hear wait or patience in the context of the Bible, you know, when we hear that, it sometimes it don't taste good. It's not a good word that we want to hear because we want our stuff now. But the woman of God, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, which is my grandmother, she brought that word. And ever since then, that's all God's been really dealing with me about is waiting. And I found myself laying on my face just talking to the Lord and reading his word and waiting on him. But I found this newfound strength. And I just want to thank God. I thank God for that word. It was a rhema word. I thank God for your obedience and delivering that word. And I found that song. Well, it found me. And it just began to minister to me. So I wanted to play that maybe someone else will be blessed by it as well, that as you wait on God, he says, while I'm waiting, I'm getting stronger. And at the end of the day, we have to wait on God because he's renewing things. He not only wants us to renew our mind, but he wants to renew the joy of our salvation. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you're feeling weak, you got to find a place of praise now. Nobody be strong for you but God. And in order for you to receive the strength that he already is for you, you've got to plug in and praise him. You got to worship him. You got to lay before him and wait on him. The world can't fix your problems. The people in this world can't fix it. We can help you to a certain extent, but only God can give you what you really need and what you require because the battle is real. I want to read one scripture, and then I promise you I'm getting out of here, and I'm going to open the line for our guest speaker today. Hallelujah. And we're on this thing about renewing of the mind, but whichever way the Holy Spirit speaks is what we want to hear. Amen. Now, I have one scripture I want to share, because somebody out there needs to hear this on today. It was dropped in my spirit. It's in Timothy. Let me find that real quick. I believe it's the second chapter. No, it's not in. It's maybe the fourth chapter. Excuse me. 1 Timothy. I'm going to go ahead and look it up. But he says that we are to endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Y'all bear with me. 2 Timothy 2 and 3. Okay. He says in verse number 1, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ. Be strong. God is always admonishing us to be strong. It's what he told Joshua. Be strong. All the way back in the Old Testament. He's always telling him to be strong. Then he says, and the things that thou hast heard among me, many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Sometimes this walk as a child of God, as a believer in Jesus Christ, is not going to be easy. You're going to have to endure some hardness. This is the Bible speaking this. This is not my own ideal. This is the word of God. He says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to talk about being chosen for this. He says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. If you are in the battle right now, if God has chosen you to go through some warfare in your life, if he has chosen you to go through some sufferings for a season, it's for a season, it's not forever. If he has chosen you to go through that, don't stop the fight. Don't take your eyes off of God. Don't put your eyes on man and on the situation and begin to lose hope and throw away your confidence. But stay strong in the Lord because he has chosen you for this. Now, if he hasn't chosen you, please don't enter into any warfare calling yourself going against the devil and all that stuff, because believe me, he's going to come after you when your number's called, and you want to be ready. You want to be armed and suited up and ready for the battle. But to God be the praise. Be strong in the Lord. Stay strong in the Lord. Keep your mind on Jesus Christ and know that victory is already given to you. God bless you, family. Today's guest speaker is none other than the founder of this network, Pastor Edward E. Hamilton, and he's going to be speaking to you today, I believe, on the renewing of the mind. Are you there, sir? Well, I'm going to roll with it then. To God be the praise. Man of God, are you on the line to bring forth your message? I guess we have some scheduling conflicts here. Well, to God be the praise, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. You do all things well. You make no mistakes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me turn this device off. If y'all hear that ding noise in the background, we don't want to be distracted. What I love about God is the word of God says that we should always be ready. We should always be ready and be
can you hear me, man,
in
God?
Season and out of season. Hallelujah. So can you hear me? I keep a word in my spirit. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. I was just getting ready to drop a word.
Well, here, I'm going to let you drop the word because me and you got to communicate better. When I heard you say that, I was like, okay, wait a minute. Who is this guest? Because normally he'll tell me, hey, I got this person coming. I got that person coming. I know I was supposed to speak a couple of weeks ago, but I never really got the confirmation about today. Now we can definitely, Pastor E has a word that we can share about transforming the mind, and then and we're just gonna kind of freestyle today. Now I'll tell you how I know, Minister Sir Ryan, that this is appointed by God, is because when you said that, I automatically had opened up my book and was now letting the Lord lead me to what to share, and then the board wouldn't let me click in, so I had to go while you're saying oh, he's not here, I had to go on my phone and log in to get to unleash my microphone. So Thank you, man of God, for this opportunity. I'm not going to be here long. I'm going to drop some nuggets, and prayerfully we can open the line and really make this a discussional day. That if you have a question, if something said today that you really want to share, we're going to give you that opportunity today. Would you pray? And I'm going to play a song, you guys. I need to get in that place. I'm going to play a song. I ask you to please bear with us. But invite somebody today. I need you to get out there, send a text, send a message, as we always ask you to do, to get everybody to come here and join us today for Exalting Jesus here on the Now Network with Minister Sir Ryan and Grace and Truth Ministries and the Now Network. Man of God, would you pray?
Amen. Father, we just give you praise. God, you are awesome. You know all things. You do all things well. You are perfect in all your ways, Lord God, and we can do nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. So, Lord, we commit this broadcast into your hands once again, Lord God. And, Lord, we know that you will smooth out any discrepancies, Lord God. So we just bless your name. And, Lord, we just ask that you have your way in our lives on today. Thank you, Father God, for the renewal
Thank
of
you,
hope.
Lord.
Somebody listening right now needs a renewal of hope. And I decree it over you right now, but you got to believe, God. I want to say this. I'm supposed to be praying, but I'm going to flow with this. Sometimes the issue is our faith. We just have to believe God. We have to believe God. We have to believe God. I'm going to say that one more time. We have to believe God. May God increase your faith. May he, through his goodness, bring you to a place of remembrance. Hallelujah. As he is causing hope to grow in you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for eradicating doubt and unbelief and fear right now off of your people.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that the love of God is producing greater faith, Lord God. And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you right now that you are bringing us into a vein of love, Lord God. True love, Lord God, from your spirit. Lord God, the love that is equal toward all men. We're not showing any partiality, but true love is equal towards all mankind, Lord God, and only can be performed by your spirit. So, Lord, have your way on today. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Now, as we get ready, get prepared to go before the Lord, I just want to say, I know I wasn't created to worry. I know I wasn't created to fear, but I know that each and every one of us were created to worship Jesus every day. So I'm going to worship him, and I'm going to leave it all right here. Come on, lift your hands and praise him today.
You did not create me to worry.
You didn't create me to fear.
You did not create me to fear.
But you created
me to worship daily. So I'm going to leave it all right here. Help me say it.
You did not create me to worry.
You did not create
me to fear.
You created me to worship.
You did not create me to fear.
That's what you made.
create me to fear.
You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in. Oh. Trust in you.
A great honor to be even considered or asked to come here on Exalting Jesus on this Sunday afternoon here in Los Angeles, California, live and all across the country. We are in complete spiritual connection right now. No matter where you are, it doesn't matter your geographical place. We are in the same place because God is in the midst. Where two or three are gathered, what he is in the midst. And as the series has birthed through the Holy Spirit of renewing your mind, it's very, it just really like had me so excited at the beginning, because that is what started and began the ministry that God had put before me. That was a lifestyle, that was a call, that was a charge. And then most importantly, that it was a purpose in my life to change the way I think. Now, because of most of my mishaps and because of most of my downfalls and definitely all of my bad decisions, it was because my thinking was ran by my own mechanisms of feelings and senses and reasonings and culture and authorities and what just what people would expect. So we always point fingers, and I had to be reminded by the Lord that when I choose to live by him, I have to now go to work. Oh, this is the new sermon throughout the rest of this season of 2017 and into going over to the other side. But we must go to work. But it goes to work about fixing what has been broken. Now, everything God created was good. There was no discrepancies. There was no deformities. He said it was good, and that it was. But because of our lack, or because of the situations most of us have been raised in or had influence from, we led down the wrong roads. Oh, my God. But because of Jesus, he came that we could all have life and life more abundantly. Now, I say that because a lot of people mostly will look at, when you say life, they recognize life with something on the outside. Their job, their car, their home, their children, their wife, their parents, the physical, the material part of life. But I learned, even because I lived that same discrepancy. Oh, I love that word. I want to bring that out today. I had that same discrepancy in my life. So he's no respecter person. Don't feel like that. Just I may say something today that triggers to say, wow, that sounds like me. Guess what? We all have sinned. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. But we must make a decision to change our thinking process. See, when you change the way you think, it must change the process of how you obtain information, how you deposit information, and then how you use information. See, the mind, you've heard this before, is a terrible thing to waste, but it is one of the most powerful mechanisms man could ever have. I'm going to give you a couple of statistics about the mind. Oh, we're talking about the physical right now. Do you know that your brain, the physical brain, if they, you know, just say, for instance, wanted to weigh my brain against yours. Let me give you a fact. Now, facts are in rebellion to faith, but let me just give you a fact. Do you know every brain weighs 3 pounds of flesh? It's temporal. It'll go back from which it came, but each person, and it may vary from a little bit more water here and there, but it is a consistent fact that 3 pounds of flesh we all obtain inside of our cranium, excuse me. Somebody, come on, one of my doctors out there going to have to get me up in that area there. But it weighs 3 pounds of flesh. It is but the central command post, and it is the spiritual heart. Let me give you a scripture with that. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. It says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. See, in God, our mind is sound, but in the world, there's not even a definition, but it is untrustworthy. It is unreliable. So I want to say today that in changing the way I think, in going to a position I've never before, the message today is it's time for war. The Bible says in Romans 12 and 2, it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you, stop talking to the group, but you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, it's time for us to take a stand and understand that we are at war, not war over who has this or who has the right to that, but the war is over the unseen and the seen. See, in Christ, the Bible says, we have peace, but in the world, we have tribulations. Read chapter 16, 33 of John. In Christ, we have peace, but in the world, we have nothing but tribulation. See, when you make a decision that it's time to become stable in God, you can't have a double mind. What did James say? He said a double-minded man is what? Unstable in how many of his ways? No, not just one. No, not just two. But a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Luke even taught us, he says that in chapter 12, verse 20, he says, be not double-minded. So when I look at the Word of God, and I'm identifying the principles that each and every one of us can change the way we think, not tomorrow, not next week, but we're talking about a changing of the mind right now. That's an immediate change, that we become one mind with Christ. And it must not be just a Sunday or a Wednesday or a blog talk or any particular. It must be consistent when you want to really change the way you think. Now, I know we always want to have a group discussion and we want to have that. And we can grow to those areas. But until I start to fight my own war, and that's why we didn't use battle, because the battle's already been won. I don't have any right to try to fight something that is out of my authority. I don't have that rank. I don't have that position to fight a battle that I couldn't win anyway. But by Christ, who has already won the battle, I can now go to war. So someone says, well, where do you war for? You're not warring against the battle. I learned that I was the only war I'm ever having is with myself. See, that stable mind that wants to do the right thing, and that unstable mind that wants to be led by my fears and my pains and my doubts and my pride and my arrogance and my past. See, the enemy comes to, we said this in John 10 and 10, he comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. It's nothing else to understand, but it's your mind that he's after. That mind where you can relate with God, that mind where you can dwell with God, that mind that you can have whatever God says you can have. Because it's not the power that works on the outside. Ephesians 3 and 20 says it's God's power that works in us. So when I make a decision to go to war, I have to put on the what? Whole armor of God. Because it's not easy. I got to go to work. Before I start fighting a war, I have to now go to work. I have to really let Philippians 2 and 5 go to work to let this mind of Christ be in you. You cannot change. You cannot rearrange. You can't change the way you think unless you replace it with something better. Oh, I know always people say, just go cold turkey. Just give it all up right now. No. I tried it that way. And you always will end up right back where you started from. Oh, my God. But when you can take and identify a bad habit, I guarantee you, if you replace it with a good habit, you will never go back. You will never fall. You will never forget from which you came. Because you know now it's up to you to make the decision to don't perish. You can't perish anymore. Have you made a decision, even in your own just personal life, I will not perish? Now, watch out how what you say now, because you know the way you don't perish is by what? Receiving knowledge. Hosea 4:6 says, we perish for what? A lack of knowledge. And I know we say, well, I didn't know no better. But when you take on the whole armor, when you decide to follow him, that means you want to change the way you think, because you can no longer what? Be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind right now. See, somebody needs to know today, you need your right now change. You get knowledge by studying. 2 Timothy 2 and 5, it says, study to show yourself approved. Oh, yeah, we have great time in Bible study. And I know when you listen to here on the network that you're obtaining some knowledge. But I pray to you, you're learning, and changing the way you think means you change the way you do everything. Because if you change your mind, family, everything else has changed. Start speaking to that illness. Start ignoring what the people say about it. Start speaking a word of life and watch it heal itself. See, Ezekiel had it pretty plain and simple. When you're trying to separate from those things that will always make you do the things that you always do. He said in chapter 18, verse 30, 31, he says, cast away from all your transgressions where ye have transgressed, and make a new heart and a new spirit. Why will ye die, O house of Israel? You're going to put your name on that. It's the house of you. It's the house of Edward. But I have to cast it all, cast away from all my transgressions. That's worry. That's fear. That's doubt. Whereby ye have transgressed. Come on, confess today. Side note, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now you say, well, where do I repent at? You better start repenting in your mind. Because I've already paid the debts from the outside. It's so important to change the way I think and to renew my mind, is because I cannot do what I used to do because I need new results. Side note number two, because if you don't have much fruit, you need to work on your mind. There are some contaminations in your mind that the war is being won by the subconscious mind instead of the conscious mind. See, there's two divisions of your brain, split down in sections. Most people said in the middle. It's not in the middle. Most of our minds have been overtaken by the world by so much is that we have very little of God to lead and to guide us, because we keep making worldly decisions. Oh, but when you go to war, oh, you start taking over territory. Oh, when you go to war, you start moving out the enemy. Oh, you set up camp when you go to war, because now you got to advance. Because you don't want to have just any kind of mind. You want to be 2 Timothy 2 and 7. What did he say? Have a sound mind. 1 Peter 3 and 8. Boy, we're supposed to have one mind with Christ. Go back to Philippians 2 and 5. Don't forget it. Read the whole chapter, please. But you must let the mind of Christ in you so you can be one with him. Why do I keep doing what I used to do? Because you still are being led by who you used to do. Oh, Jesus. See, my war is not against you and against anyone else. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in heavenly places. I can clap my hands and stomp my feet all I want to, but if my mind is not holy and acceptable unto God, I'm just playing church. That's where that double-minded come in, where you think you can do this one day and do whatever you want to others. No, you must be single-minded to change the way you think and to be renewed in your mind. Now, I love that renewing that Minister Sir Ryan brought in there, because don't you know renewing is consistent? I'm telling you what you need to do to start the renewing. You got to change the way you think. Then you have a lifestyle of mind change, which is called renewing. He didn't just say renew. It's renewing your mind, meaning your relationship has to get new. Your bonding with God has to stay new. Your study has to stay new. How can it be that greater is he that's in me if I'm still acting like I used to act? That God is not present. My thinking is still mine. I'm still being led by my past discretions. So you look today you must draw your line. And first of all, you must decide who you're going to serve. You're going to serve the world or you're going to serve God? Oh, I know it doesn't change overnight. But when you learn to replace the bad with good, you can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens you. What did Paul say? He just said, to make it bluntly, I can go through whatever. I can be hungry. I can be full. I can have it. I don't have to have it. Da, 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 da. Read chapter 4 of Philippians. But he says in 13, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Don't you know you have a sound mind in him so you can do all things to resist any obstacle and it will flee? I like to make that personal for myself, because when I'm looking for something to get away, I resist it. Oh, you don't belong here? Oh, no. I'm not even giving you room. I'm going to have a discussion with you. You do not belong here. I have made a stand, and I am at war that anything that's going to try to make me go back from which I came, remember that place of no return, anything that's trying to make me act like that, sound like that, look like that, act, be like that, it must go. I know I almost went a little, it must flee. I'm a keeper. It got to go. No excuses. It has to go, because I am at war. See, when you're at war, you could claim 1 Corinthians 15 and 38, when he says, be steadfast. Be what? Unmovable. So you can stand and resist and stand some more and resist some more, because now you got to learn how to pray. Pray is keeping you in the right mind, that you know to trust in him, to rely on him, to get hungry for him, to rely on him, that it's not your will being done, but the will of God that is not going to come. It has come. People say, well, I don't see it. You don't need to see it. I believe it, because it's on the inside. And I know what God has put his hand to is finished and complete. It shall come to pass. You heard Minister Ryan just say this. We must learn to wait on the Lord to move. I'll waste my time. Microwave Christians. That we can 5 seconds. Bing, I'm ready. It doesn't work that way. You have to put in the work. Now, changing the way you think means you took a stand to say, I am going to stay connected to the mind of God. Oh, you're going to cry out, create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit, not just once, consistently. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in this. And don't get it twisted. If you've never heard me teach this before, your heart is not in your chest. Your heart of God is in your mind. What did Proverbs 23:7? As a man thinketh, and we're talking to you too, young ladies. As a man thinketh in his heart, in his mind, so is he. Now, come on, testify. Have you ever come up with an idea out of your chest? Have you ever had a vision in your chest? No, you might have had some heartburn. You might have had some indigestion, but have you ever had an idea birthed from your chest? No, you have not. It comes from your mind. That's why God is so particular with us, that we have to stay in a conscious mind. See, when you're in your conscious mind, you're relying on the spirit, the body, and the soul to be one. But when you're in your subconscious mind, remember, draw the line. And no, I'm either serving the subconscious or I'm serving the conscious. The subconscious is just the mind, body, and soul doing what it wants to do. When you're led by the flesh, you're led by faulty perceptions, unreliable, untrustworthy sensors that God has nothing to do with. And it's not your fault. Come on. This is not for anyone to sit there and feel like, oh, this message is telling me how bad I am. No, this message is a knowledge acknowledgement to what you need to do now to get in right standing. Oh, because it's time to renew. It's time to renew. When? Now. When? Now. Consistently. See, my past, all it did was tell me to fail. Oh, I know it was some bright light shining here and some flamboyant, but it was all death. And it all resulted in failures, because what did you have at the end of it? Nothing. All the bright lights, all the loud music, all the other things, and it became more of obstacles to us because we could not succeed. And most of us today, my God, are sitting there with a sad mind, with a defeated mind, when it's the mind of Christ that should be in you, where there is nothing but victory. Not victory tomorrow, victory right now. You may be sick in your stomach right now. Pray for your, put your hand on your belly right now and speak a word of life, that I will be free. Because who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. Where? In your mind. One of my favorite sayings is, change your mind, everything else changes. The change you want to see, it begins in you, but it begins in me also. And it begins in my mind. It's time to become one mind with Christ on a consistent basis. We got to get out of part-time serving, and we got to go full-time worshiping. See, my mind was created to worship daily. Consistently. My mind was created to pray without ceasing. My mind was created to abide in him so he could abide in me. And then everything else is finished, because anything I do, which is no longer my will, my mind, my ways, my distractions, my wants, but it's now the will of God that draws me closer to him. Oh, yes, and the war is still on. But I'm winning the war because I'm taking over ground. I'm claiming territory. I'm calling what the enemy thought he had stolen, now claiming it back for God, my mind. Go to war today, family. Go to war to take over all of those bad thoughts. Go to war today to stomp under your feet all of those depressing things that we let people speak to us that did not have life. See, what you put in, family, it don't just come out. It sticks around. And I tell you today, if you're listening to the wrong things, you'll do the wrong things. If you're saying the wrong things, if you're touching and feeling and seeing and hearing and tasting the wrong things, the result that will come is wrong. You can be going through a cultural attack. Well, why do you do that? Well, that's the way my mama did it. That's the way my daddy did it. That's the way my grandmama did it. But did what they do bring life? Remember when you gotta check your spiritual basket? That's not just one fruit, one orange, one apple, but much fruit that is abundant. And that's the abundance of God. Oh my, oh Jesus, that's abundance right now. You must choose today where you go fight. That means you serve him. So I'm going to make my mind acceptable for him. And as I said, this war is consistent because we need to take over ground. But as long as we are still here in this flesh, that one piece of mind is going to be up there saying, give up. Oh, but I'm stronger. It's that one voice saying, quit. Oh, but I'm better. That one voice to say, I quit. I can't do it any longer. Oh, but I know I am what God has called me to be instead of who people wanted me to be. Come on, change the way you think. Not next week. Make a plan today. Draw a line in the sand and say, I'm going to war because I'm going to take over my mind so I can start to renew it for God. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for this opportunity to exalt you through your word and to share the principles that you have given us to change and rearrange and transform our lives. Lord, so move supernaturally right now, Heavenly Father God, that we become more knowledgeable and more hungry and more willing to wait on you. We honor this broadcast, Lord. We honor Minister Sir Ryan. We honor the whole Now Network team, Lord, that has come to an acceptance and an agreement that you get the glory, you get the praise, and you get the honor. We are just servants, Lord, saying use us any way we can. So we honor you today for who you are, for what you've done, and for what you completed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Minister Sarai.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, man of God, for bringing forth that word. I just have one scripture I want to release that I was led to and to encourage somebody. But first I want to say thank you for being willing to bring forth that word. And we are taking ground. He's talking about recovering the lost ground of our minds. We have to fight to cover. Whenever countries go to war, there's usually land or some kind of resources that are being fought over that whoever wins takes the spoils. For example, when we went to Iraq, we took their oil fields or we tried to take their oil fields or, you know, different wars are fought for different reasons, but there's always something to be gained or lost in a war or in a battle. So when he's talking about the war, the real war is not me against you, you against me, him against her against her, him against him, et cetera, us against them. The war is, as he said, against yourself, your former self, the old you, the old mind that's in agreement with the devil in the world. That's what you're fighting against because that's what will send you to hell. The old mind, the fleshly way of thinking. This flesh got it pretty good if you think about it. It's made from dust and it's going back to dust. It won't get to experience heaven or hell. So, of course, it only wants to do all the stuff of this world. It's not going to try to lead you to do righteousness because it don't care. It's not going to experience hell. But the soul and the new body that you're going to get whenever you cross over out of this world, it's either going to experience torment away from God forever or it's going to experience bliss in the presence of God forever. And we want to make it into the kingdom when it's all said and done and to behold the beauty of God and to stand before him. So we have to war against the mind of the flesh to take over the ground of the old man that says, I run this, I rule this. It's, this body's made out of dirt, so it's number ground. So we take the ground, we're taking it by force. We're warfaring against it, and the word of God is our weaponry. The word of God not only works against the devil, not only works against those that come against you, but it works against self. When self is out of line, he says that the word will set us straight. So anyways, let me read this scripture. I didn't want to come behind him and say a whole lot, but it unlocked a lot for me to be able to hear that. He talked about that renewing. Everything has to be new continually. So to God be the praise. I'm going to read this scripture in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10. I want to encourage you real quick. Somebody needs to hear this. It says, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. He's judging us. He sees us. He's looking at us.
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But here's a beautiful thing right here. In this chapter, Paul is warning the people about falling away from the faith. And he tells them not to cast away their confidence. And then he gives warning about God's, you know, judgment and how it's fearful to fall into God's hand. But then after that, watch what he says. But call to remembrance. We can't look back to our old life. We can't look back to the old way before we knew God. But sometimes we can look back to where when God first made himself known to us, because we can get away from where he wants us and slide back into the old. And he said, now look back to where when I first saved you. Watch this. He said, but recall to your remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Illuminated. He's talking about the light of the word coming into your spirit, bringing life. Illuminated. That means to have light. Not Illuminati, not none of that craziness, but the word is what gives you true illumination, light in your spirit. It changes your mind. He says, remember that. Sometimes we forget about the illumination and we fade to black. We go back to the darkness, the old way of doing things, the old way of handling things and handling people. He says, no, go recall to your remembrance. This has to be done purposely. And he says, when you were enlightened, he said, you endured a great fight of affliction. The affliction comes because the darkness comes to crowd out the light. When you say yes to God, you automatically become not only an enemy to your old self, but an enemy to this world, because you're a citizen of a different kingdom. Now you're an enemy to the kingdom of darkness because you represent the light. The children of the light are in direct contrast to the children of the darkness. Hence, the Bible says that God saw the light that it was good and divided the light from the darkness. So we have to be set apart because we are illuminated. To God be the praise. I just want you to remember when God first saved you, before, why you're going through certain things, why the enemy's fighting against you, why you're fighting against you, why everything is happening, there's a reason. Remember the former days when you were illuminated. Remember, stay in that place. Remember who it was that illuminated you. Remember his name is Jesus. Remember the peace you received when you called on his name, the salvation that came into your soul when you called on his name. Remember. Don't let the enemy take it away. God bless you today, family. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Wonderful God. It's so powerful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Glory, glory.